Well, Halloween is just around the corner, and you might be buying some sweets for the neighborhood trick-or-treaters. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for staying with us here on the Ideas Network. I'm going to talk about how to make Halloween perhaps a little bit more safer and healthier for both the kids and adults in your life with our guest, Aaron DeGrave. Aaron is a corporate dietitian, corporate Hy-V dietitian. She's a member of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Prior to joining Hy-V, Aaron worked in the community setting where she specialized in child and maternal nutrition. So she knows a whole lot about this topic, and I'm really pleased to have her join us today as we talk with her. Do you make healthy alternatives to traditional fall treats, for example, just outside, aside from Halloween? Are you familiar with a trick-or-treater who might have a food allergy? What do you do about that? Join the conversation. You can give us a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us to ideas@wpr.org. Aaron DeGrave, welcome, and thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Yes, thank you, Larry. I'm so happy to be on with you in WPR.
Well, how prevalent are food allergies in children, just to start?
Oh, yeah. 1 in 13 children are living with food allergies, which is why, you know, Teal Pumpkin Project and FARE, F-A-R-E, aim to make Halloween safer for everyone.
Yeah. What are the common foods that the kids are typically, or people are typically allergic to?
Yeah, that's a great question. We have our top 8, or technically like 9, allergies now. So milk, peanuts, tree nuts, soy, wheat, eggs, even sesame seeds are now considered one of the top 9. There's quite a few more, but yeah, these can all be found in Halloween treats. So that's why we want to be very cautious when providing these to kids.
Yeah. But what's an indication that a young child might have a food allergy?
So there are some different ways that we can know if kids have allergies. Sometimes it comes just in the form of a scratchy tongue, but sometimes it's as severe as anaphylactic shock. So that means that they aren't able to breathe properly. And that is emergency right to the hospital. So, allergies can come in all different forms of symptoms. So it's best to, you know, if you are concerned that your child may have an allergy, go ahead and talk with the physician, your primary care physician.
So you mentioned a couple of projects, and I really wanted to talk about them. I went online and took a look. Trina LaSousa, our engineer today, pointed me to, at first, to the Teal Pumpkin Project. And this is designed to help make Halloween safer for people with food allergies.
Exactly. It really is. So Teal Pumpkin Project, their aim is to make Halloween safer for everyone. And if you're interested in participating in the Teal Pumpkin Project, I would recommend going online. You can even just Google Teal Pumpkin Project. And to participate, go ahead and place a teal pumpkin on your doorstep to signal that you have a small non-food gift or not allergy-friendly treats available for kids with food allergies. So on the website, you can even sign up to mark your house a place where kids can get a safe food option or non-food treat for trick-or-treating. So I think it's really cool that they even have a map. You can even put your house on the map.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool as well. And the map they showed had a whole bunch of flags on it for one area of the country. I think that happened to be in the New York area. But there's a lot of information it could be food or it could be non-food kinds of things in that Teal Pumpkin Project. And by teal pumpkin, I mean it's like a blue-green pumpkin is what it is, right?
Exactly. Yep. And you can go ahead, have fun with that. Paint a pumpkin yourself. You can get printouts right from the website of a teal pumpkin that you can hang on your door or on your mailbox even, you know, something where the kids will actually see it before coming up to your house too.
Oh, maybe I could make up a little coat for my cat, Tiger, who loves Halloween and sits by the door and can't wait for the next young kids to come. Maybe I could get him a teal color.
I love that idea. Teal cat.
Could be the teal cat. Oh, my gosh. Well, so that's one, the teal pumpkin. Another one, I think you mentioned it, FAIR, the Food Allergy Research and Education. What is that?
Right. So that's actually the organization that hosts Teal Pumpkin Project. So the Food Allergy Research and Education, or FAIR, F-A-R-E, mission is to improve the quality of life and health of those with food allergies and to provide hope for the development of new treatments. To help FAIR make Halloween safer, we're just asking to join the Teal Pumpkin Project MAP this year. Hy-Vee's in a good partnership with them, so we are just promoting those non-food items and allergy-safe treats.
What do you do about, my daughter, when she was little, would go out trick-or-treating and with Ava from next door, the two of them, and I would follow a few steps behind, you know, sort of so they feel like they were alone. But they come home at the end of the night with these big bags of candy. Here's what we did. Renee and I would tell Emily that there were a lot of kids who didn't get candy, and so she could pick a few pieces of candy, and then she'd leave the rest in a bag, and the great pumpkin would come during the night and take those candies. But then the great pumpkin always left a little gift, maybe a little book, little children's book, or some other little non-food item. And then the great pumpkin always wrote a note thanking Emily for her generosity.
I absolutely love that idea. I think that's a really great option for families to help decrease kids' candy consumption in a healthy way, right? So they get to pick some of their favorites. But then if they, in a way, donate it to that pumpkin god, however you want to vision that, the great pumpkin, then the child would get something in return, like a little toy. I think that's a really great option. Same with kids with food allergies, you know, even collecting all of the candy throughout the neighborhood, that child doesn't get to enjoy that. So for those with allergies, you know, as a parent, you can offer something in that situation and say, okay, all the candies you can't eat because of the allergy, we're going to trade that in for a toy or for some kind of non-food related item that they really like.
I know daughter Emily always looked forward to the great pumpkin coming with a note. And I think we hung on to those notes every year. Mm-hmm. So she's got all of the notes over the years from the great pumpkin with a nice photo of the great pumpkin with a big smile on the pumpkin instead of the scary pumpkin that sometimes gets drawn. So other people have taken that approach who I've told and said they love it too. It's great. Well, we've got the Teal Pumpkin Project. Let's talk about some, and here we are getting close to the top of the hour, but maybe what allergens are common in Halloween candy?
Yeah, so I kind of mentioned a few of them already, but your cow's milk, that will be found in like your chocolate, right? Milk chocolate has cow's milk in it. Peanuts, tree nuts, soy, wheat, eggs, those are all popular in treats, especially like I said, in chocolate candies. Sesame oil is, again, one that's a little less common but still found in some treats, like candy corn. So many candies and Halloween treats also contain artificial colorings and dyes, which some kids may actually still be allergic to those too. So it's just good to be aware of, you know, having safe treats and or non-food items for kids in the neighborhood.
Is there any, you know, company that produces candy that's not, does not contain those things
and
let you know on the bag or like, you know?
Yes, definitely. And especially in our Hy-Vee stores, we have a specific section in our health market that actually is labeled allergen friendly. So you can find some really good treats there. If you're in the Madison area or La Crosse, and soon to be Green Bay as well, and also Eau Claire. Those are all areas where you can find Hy-Vee and our health market. So some different companies include Yum Earth. They have some gummy bears. Enjoy Life. They have mini chocolate bars that are gluten-free as well. Zollipop, Free to Be, and Annie's are all other examples.
Well, I tell you what, we'll, Aaron, thank you so much for this, but looking forward to talking with you some more about diet and nutrition and Halloween, and she'll be with us, Aaron DeGrave, right up until 12:30 today, and you'll have a chance to join in. I didn't give the number. I'll give it now. You can get in line to talk with her. The number's 1-800-642-1234, or if you'd like, email us to ideas@WPR.org. We'll be back right after this look at the news. Stay with us. I'm Larry Mueller. Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today. We're talking about how you can help your children with allergies have a safe Halloween and you know, just maybe a safe time, Halloween or no, with our guest, Aaron DeGrave. Aaron is a corporate Hy-Vee dietitian. She's a member of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. And prior to joining Hy-Vee, she worked in the community setting where she specialized in child and maternal nutrition. So she could answer a lot of questions as we talk with her. How important is healthy eating to you? What are your favorite allergy-safe candies? Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you could send an email to ideas@WPR.org, ideas@WPR.org. And Aaron, let's take a call. Craig in Mosinee will give you a chance. Thank you for calling, Craig.
Hello, Larry and Aaron. Thanks for having me. Our family has a daughter with severe nut allergies. She's now an adult, but for, you know, her whole life, starting at two, she ingested a piece of fudge with nuts on it and anaphylactic reaction. We had no idea. We successfully navigated that. It takes an immense amount of research and work to find foods that your children can have, from going to school and eating lunches at school to being on a school bus with snacks floating around or whatever. I would encourage people who are going to have, say, a Halloween gathering for children, if there are food allergies, reach out to those parents. Those parents of those children know best how to manage the allergy, probably will always offer to help bring snacks or provide food that's safe for the children that will be there or their child. But I wanted to recommend, still time also, we used Vermont Nut-Free Chocolate, a company in Vermont, ordered web-based, and they had, one of the things our daughter couldn't have was M&Ms or chocolate candies many times, but they have an alternate candy to M&Ms called Skippers in milk and dark chocolate, and our child just loved those, and then they also had all the other hand-dipped candies, so Vermont Nut-Free would be a recommendation for me.
Boy, Craig, thank you so much for calling. Aaron, a comment?
Yes, I love that you did your research. I mean, that's so important as a parent and as caregivers, as family and friends, to really communicate with those that have allergies and the parents that know best. So I love that. you know, even in that situation, a really good idea could be if you are a parent or caregiver that has a child with allergies or, you know, can't necessarily participate in the traditional Halloween of eating all the candy, you can even talk to your neighbors, let them know, hand out a flyer, or even just, you can even drop off a specific item for your kids to trick-or-treat to your neighbor's house for. So just to give an idea, you know, getting everyone involved is always great.
Yeah. Craig, thank you so much. That's very good information. You can join in, too. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email to ideas at WPR.org. And someone wondered if you could mention again, you mentioned some peanut and gluten-free candies for children. And we did that right sort of just before we were breaking. Could you go through some of those again go through them again for us, Erin?
Yes. So I have a couple that are sold, like I said, in our Hy-Vee stores, but they are found at other retailers as well. Yum Earth. They have gummy bears, gummy worms. They're free of the top 9 allergens. Enjoy Life, just how it sounds. We want those with allergies to enjoy life, too. They have mini snack-sized chocolate bars. They're great for a treat. They're gluten-free and, of course, the major allergens, too. Zollipop, Zollipops, Zollipops. Sugar-free and allergy-friendly, available in fruit flavors. And these actually help to keep kids' teeth cleaned and healthy, too. So kind of fun with that.
Zollipop. I love that name. Zollipop. I never heard of it. Never heard of it before, but okay, that's great. You mentioned, you had another one, too, didn't you? Or two?
I have two more. So Free to Be, those are sunflower sunflower butter cups, so like your peanut butter cup, but instead it's sunflower butter. So it's peanut free, and it's still very similar to those traditional peanut butter Reese's cups. And then Annie's organic fruit snacks. I'd say fruit snacks are gummy, very similar to gummy bears and gummy worms. So really, really easy to use as a treat. They're made with real fruit and vegetable juices with no major allergens or synthetic colors.
And so do all of these, you mentioned some, that's quite a list, actually. Do they all come in the you know, the kind of size of things that we normally hand out to kids on Halloween?
You know,
the package size?
A lot of these products do come in those smaller packages. Very fun size and easy to hand out to kids.
And you folks handle them. You have those at your stores.
We do. You bet we do.
Lolo in Cottage Grove has a comment for us. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, thanks. This is so interesting. So about 7 years ago, out of nowhere, developed adult onset alpha gal allergy to meat. Totally odd, out of the blue. I'm not a huge meat eater, but have been my whole life. What happened, it just out of the blue after a random burger, I just started getting hives all over my body. After the third time of eating, at first time I didn't think anything of it, maybe it was a seasoning, whatever. But then after the third time of eating meat and I developed those same symptoms, I started investigating online research that led me to some doctors and to, in fact, learn about this alpha gal allergy, which maybe your gal knows about. I grew out of it. I was able to eat pork, which was complete. Some people cannot eat any hoofed animals. It's the weirdest thing, but they do say they trace it back to the bite of a Lone Star tick, which is super interesting. So maybe you can talk about it. I did grow out of it. It was complete. I did get tested for it. I tested high, and then about 4 years later, I noticed I was able to eat a little bit and not. I didn't develop the hives anymore. And people can grow out of it. So this is a totally new, completely weird thing. And I'm.
Well, I thank you so much for calling. Are you familiar with that at all, Erin?
I've heard it here and there, but I don't know enough about it. Like she says, it's actually very rare and very unique. So we're always learning new things, and that is one I'm going to have to research a little more.
Are there do kids maybe start out without allergies and then develop them as they get a little older? I mean, does that happen?
I've seen it before, so it's not unheard of. You know, if you do recognize something that seems funky for yourself, it's always just best to talk to a healthcare provider. Do your own little research to understand what's going on. But also, you know, talk to the professionals because they know their research. They know what's going on, and they might be able to be a great resource to help find who to talk to and what to do next.
Yeah. Lolo, thanks again. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jacqueline in Appleton next. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi, Larry. I just wanted to say that I have a child, a son, who has allergies. When he was younger, he would eat things, and I didn't know what was causing it. And then it would all come back up after his meal, and he was perfectly fine before and perfectly fine after, and it was the strangest thing. He is now 12. It has taken me 10 years to figure it out, and I could not figure it out. I went to a place called the Wellness Way, which they have in several cities now. I live in Appleton. We have one here. I'm kind of partial to the Mequon location, but anyway, they did a simple blood draw, and they were able to literally pinpoint for us with the blood draw exactly which allergies he had and which were intolerances, because apparently there's a difference. And it solved our issue. I wish that it was covered by insurance. Sadly, it's not. I wish insurance would be more proactive about things like this. And I have taken some of these things to doctors, and they kind of turn their nose up at me, like, why would you go there? And I'm like, well, this is like the new face of medicine, and you are like – the long-going, long-term face of medicine. I wish they could all learn to work together better. I don't know, but it solved our problem. It was phenomenal.
Well, Jacqueline, thanks. Comment, Aaron?
Well, I'm so happy that you're able to figure out what was going on, because that is so difficult, having a little kiddo having some reaction and they can't verbalize what's going on for them. So I'm really happy you were able to find that out.
Yeah, thank you again for calling. And again, you can join in at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us to ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. Michelle emailed a comment. She says she has the coolest mom. She was a dental hygienist. And when Michelle was a kid, she would hand out toothbrushes for Halloween, and the kids loved it. Oh, what do you think, Aaron?
You know, it goes along with a non-food item. If the kids are going to love it, do it. It's something great for their well-being, but it's also keeping them safe as well and healthy.
Aaron, another person wondered how you recommend parents teach their children to have a healthy relationship with sugar?
Oh, that's a great question. I love that. So, you know, especially during the holidays and Halloween, where our holidays are really focused around candy, around sugar, try to incorporate it into your child's lifestyle and routine, whether it's at a meal and offering a piece of candy with their dinner, not necessarily after, because then that shows the child that it is part of a healthy diet, a healthy lifestyle. And, you know, if you'll ask any dietitian, we always say every food counts and you can enjoy all of your treats in moderation. So if you're bringing that into the family and into the household in moderation, and allowing your child to have it, even if they, you know, aren't eating the full meal, that's okay. They're able to judge that for themselves on how much their body may need.
A common drink for kids is juice. How healthy, someone wonders, is juice for children, for kids?
Oh, one of my favorite topics. So that's a great question, because juice, you know, 100% fruit juice is made from fruit, and we want fruit in our typical diet because it's full of vitamins and minerals, and it's great for our bodies. So the best thing to do with juice is keep it limited. So one serving of fruit juice is actually a half a cup, so 4 ounces. And we recommend that as just once a day, 4 ounces. And that is actually what the MyPlate recommendations are from the government. So the FDA, USDA guidelines. So just keep it in moderation. Again, you can always, if your kid is really into juice, maybe switch to Crystal Light, which actually is sugar-free, or find a different sugar-free alternative.
We have, before we time gets away from us, winter squash are in season, and I understand you have a recipe to share with us today. You can make chow mein out of squash, I guess.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. So if you've never heard of a spaghetti squash, you'll have to check it out at one of our stores or across Wisconsin. You can even find a squash at a farmer's market, too. And a spaghetti squash is so cool. Once you warm it up, all you got to do is really put it in the oven, whether you cut it in half or just poke some holes in it, heat it up. And then after it's warm, you can actually scrape or shred it with a fork on the inside, and it looks like pasta. So it's really cool. How much of the recipe do you want for me?
Well, go ahead, give it to me.
Sure. So I'm not going to read all of the ingredients. But basically, you're taking that spaghetti squash, really cool squash that is actually very diabetic friendly. It's low in carbohydrates. It's a great pasta alternative. And you're going to take that squash. You're going to incorporate some sesame oil, an onion, garlic, some rotisserie chicken, or make regular chicken breast if you prefer, garlic, minced garlic root, soy sauce, white wine vinegar, use a Chinese 5-spice seasoning, salt, a little bit of salt. You'll add some Napa cabbage, some carrots chopped up into matchstick sizes, celery, green onions for garnish, and sesame seeds. And if you're looking for this recipe, this is actually going to be from our October 2020 Hy-Vee Seasons magazine. So if you're in an area with a Hy-Vee store, stop by and grab one of our magazines from the front or ask a customer service representative. If you're not, you can still access this recipe. You can go to hyveeseasons.hyvee.com/recipes and search for that spaghetti squash recipe.
Clara can probably grab that from you, too, and we could post it up on our Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. Our Larry Mueller Show page under program notes from today. So we will do that as well. And squash fulfills some dietary needs for us, by the way.
It does. You know, some people stray away from squash because they think it's a little too high in, carbohydrates, it's dense, it's like a potato, oh, I can't have that. But honestly, squash is awesome. It gives us great vitamin A, vitamin C, antioxidants, which attack our free radicals from the environment. It has fiber, they're always fiber rich, which helps our digestive system. And it regulates our blood sugar, and then it also has that blood pressure lowering potassium. So amazing nutrients in squash.
I tell you, you know what else I like about it? It's easy.
That it is.
I love butternut squash or acorn squash and pretty much all of them. But I mean, you just maybe cut them in half and put them in the oven with a little bit of, and then you can pull it out and core it out and put some
yummy ingredients inside.
You're making me hungry, Aaron.
I know. It's around that time, too. So everyone's got to grab some squash today or tomorrow, and you'll satisfy that craving.
Oh, man. What's a good tip for, if somebody else wonders, what's a good tip for encouraging kids to eat vegetables?
Make it fun. You know, we were always told when we're little, stop playing your food. That's actually the best time to learn how to incorporate vegetables or other foods into a well-balanced diet is to have kids play with their food. Make it fun, make it flavorful. You know, if that means adding a little shredded cheese on top of some broccoli, or adding a little, oh gosh, I don't even know, off the top of my head, but add some flavor to it. Make it fun and make it flavorful. And, you know, your kids will get there if it's introduced and it's offered on the plate at mealtime.
Oh, boy. Well, getting down to the last couple of minutes, how can someone connect with a dietitian?
That's a great question. So as I've been talking about this, we have multiple stores across Wisconsin. So we have Madison, Fitchburg, and Eau Claire are all stores that are open. Today is actually the opening in La Crosse. And then we also have Green Bay opening up in a couple weeks on November 8th. So that is coming up. Anyone can really get involved with Hy-Vee services. All of our services are virtual online. So you can go to Hy-Vee.com/health and search for the dietitian in Wisconsin. That would be me. You can set up a discovery session where we talk about your goals and how Hy-Vee can help.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much for that. And so what are you going to serve kids? Are you going to let the kids come and serve them some nutritious candies for Halloween?
Yes, I think I am. I have some non-food treats as well. So some little bouncy balls and some little Halloween trinkets. As well as I think I have some allergy-friendly pops. So some fun suckers.
Well, it's been a lot of fun talking to you. By the way, Clara says, I've linked those recipes to our website, so you can go to ideas@wpr.org/Larry and go to today's date under program notes. Clara, in her flying fingers, has already got that done for us. Erin, it's a great pleasure. Thanks so much for taking time to be with us today. Happy Halloween to you.
You too. Thank you so much, Larry.
Appreciate it very much. Erin DeGrave, corporate Hy-Vee dietitian, a member of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, so well-trained. And prior to joining Hy-Vee, she worked in community setting where she specialized in child and maternal nutrition. So this was right up her alley. And it's been a fun show today. I enjoyed all of the great ideas. We've got a whopping list of programs that we can look forward to getting into our schedule. I know we're booked pretty tight for the next month or so, but they'll be there. We'll get them in as time goes on through the fall and winter season, those topics that you suggested. So thanks so much for that. Tomorrow on the show, we'll talk about how the weather this year affected Wisconsin's insects. PJ Leash, our guest. Plus, we hear why 2022 was an odd year for the Japanese beetle. What's going on there? You'll find out tomorrow. But in the meantime, stay with us. Lots in store. I'm Larry Mueller.